My name is Zhao Ying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhao Ying. My iPhone auto-correct Zhao Ying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe. Hi guys, I'm Zhao Ying Summers. Welcome to the Tiger Milk Podcast. I'm so excited about the guest today. He is just amazing. I think he's the god of comedy. He is the best impressionist, amazing comedian. I am so happy. I'm also very proud to call him my friend. Are you ready for the one and the only Godfrey?
Hey, let's all clap. Hello, Jaing. What's up?
In LA.
I'm in Los Angeles.
Drinking kombucha.
Drinking mango kombucha and some water. And this is your lovely studio. And I didn't believe it, but it's look at you make things happen. Holy shit.
Pretty.
And you have a lot of nice shit. You go to New York, your first apartment is a fucking loft. It's like, what? Usually, you know, you come to New York and you live on the street first, and then you live in a tent. Then you
go
to a studio apartment. Then you go to a one bedroom. Then you just went to a fucking five bedroom right away. Better than everybody that's been living there for 20 years.
Well, God, the problem is like being homeless as a Chinese on the street, the other Chinese hunt me and kill me, so I don't bring shame to them.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the only reason why.
So you go, let me just buy a five bedroom to not bring shame to the Chinese. Gotcha. I gotcha.
We are close to each other.
Yeah, we don't live that far from each other.
I need to go
New York
to your
City.
Barber.
What'd you say?
I want my hair done.
You want your hair done? My barber is fantastic. I have the best barber in the planet. I have the best barbershop is on, it's called Diamond Cuts on 8th Avenue, 614th 8th Avenue between 39th and 40th Street. If you're ever there, go upstairs and you'll see Puerto Ricans and Jamaicans and Moroccans cutting hair. And it's not like LA where you need a fucking appointment. That shit's corny. It's the corniest fucking city when it comes to haircuts. And haircuts aren't even that great. They're really, this is a New York haircut.
It's amazing. I saw this haircut.
And guess what? I got this on Tuesday and the fade is still holding up. My man, Youssef, respect to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to disrespect New York. Every time I get a haircut in LA and I go back to New York, they go, oh, you were in LA. Look at your fucking hairline. Yeah. So I'm sure there's some really talented LA barbers out here, whatever, all these Negro heads out here, and y'all ain't got your fades tight. Let me tell y'all something. Here in LA, they make you schedule an appointment. The fuck? That's a salon. That's a woman's hair place. That's for women. Women have to have appointments because, you know, your hairs take longer. You do the wash, you do the this, the dry. I got a fucking head full of half a hair. I got half a hair. I walked into a LA barber shop, you know, because I was in LA for more than a week. So I had to, usually I bring my own clippers because I learned to cut my hair in college.
Wow.
Yeah, because when you're broke, you go.
Also, like, is pandemic approved?
Yeah, I cut my hair during pandemic. I faded my hair. People were like, how the fuck are you cutting your hair? Where the fuck, what barber are you going to? I was like, I never told anybody, but at the end of the pandemic, I said I was cutting my own hair because I have my own clippers since college. I've always had my own clippers because I learned how to cut my hair in college. Because when you don't have any money, you fucking learn a skill. So I walk into this LA barbershop. Just walk in, because in New York, you can just walk in and go, and if any barber's open, they go, hey, you want a haircut? I go, yeah. You just go up there and wait. And if you see a barber you like and he has other clients, he'll say, I got two more than you. It's just like, but here they're like, I'm not even lying. I walk in as a grown-ass man. I go, they go, you have an appointment? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Appointments now. It's like, no, you need an appointment. I was like, I started
sometimes
laughing.
They empty. There's nobody there.
Nobody
there's
there.
One person there.
Exactly.
Same with the restaurant. I'm like, you have nobody wants your food, bitch. Give me a table. Fuck you.
Nobody wants your food. Right. I walk in. Do you have a reservation? Do I fucking need one? There's no one here. Why don't you have a velvet rope too right in front of your empty fucking restaurant? That's why I love Indian restaurants. They don't never do no shit like that. They be like, welcome, please come, come. Because, you know, Indian restaurants are never full. I don't know why. I've never seen a packed Indian restaurant. Only Chinese, Thai, you know, Vietnamese. But I've never seen a packed Indian
restaurant.
That's
interesting, though. That makes
sense,
though.
They're always, like, kind of spaced out. I go, how are they making money? And they've been here 30 years. I go, maybe, I don't know. There's got to be an hour at Indian restaurants where it's packed. Because it's never packed when I'm around.
I think they have a certain hour that they just all people who like Indian food just go.
Nah, and I've eaten Indian food at all types of hours because I'm.
Is there
an
a special
Indian.
Price at a certain like a happy
nah,
hour
fuck
price?
No, I've eaten them all hours, all cities, and it's always they're just say welcome, welcome, thank you for coming. They're just happy. I go. I must be putting money into all of these Indian restaurants around the world. It's only my money. Yeah. I come once every year to these Indian, and they're making money off of me. What the fuck? But yeah. L.A., get your barber shit right. You should be able to walk up and get your hair cut. That's what I think, especially if it's empty.
The Koreans are really nice at cutting hair. I have to say that.
Are they good and good at cutting
hair? Yeah, they are very good. I have to say that. I want to say the Chinese are better, but when it comes to the truth, the Koreans are better at cutting hair.
They cut your hair?
Yeah, my barber, he's Korean, and he's just fabulous. I love him.
Oh.
He's so good.
Well, they're going to start getting into... Everybody's getting into fading their hair like black people. So, you know, everybody always follows our trends. Because there was a time where, you know, in Chicago where I grew up, where we would cut our hair and, you know, we put lines and the white kids, they would make fun of us. They would be like, what the fuck, what's that? And this, and they didn't know what a fade was. And I remember one white dude, I mean, I can't even lie to you on how out of the loop white people were back in the day. I would be like in college, we'd be in the bathroom cutting, fading our hair. And the dude's like, so what's a fade? and then I said, this is a fade. Oh, and he goes, oh, you mean it gradually disappears? I go, yeah. They didn't know what fades were.
Fade looks good. It's like a painting. You blend the color to make it look good.
And we've been doing this forever. It's been going on forever. Now they're doing it now. They're, you know. First, they got to make fun of it first, and then they steal it later on. Anytime people make fun of you over and over and over, there's a jealousy there. When they continuously make fun of you, there's something going on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Jealousy.
Something is going on with them. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Instead of just going, wow, that's pretty cool. I like that. Or you see something different. Oh, that's not. But when they're going, it's like something's up.
Yeah.
It's like you're missing something.
Yeah.
Like culture, motherfucker. And you know us, we got it all. And Asians got a great culture. I think you're second to us. Asian culture is really like strong. Like you guys got a lot of very amazing, cool shit. You know what I mean? Black culture is number one. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Can we both do it?
Bumblebee, black and yellow, 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 black and yellow.
Yes. So, yeah, so the black culture is so strong. You know, I mean, if you look at Asia, they're really doing a lot of black culture, a lot of hip-hop. Every time I turn around, there's a big battle, Asian dancers, pop, yeah. Lock, and break dancing. They're doing this shit. I'm like, and they're dressing like, it's like they love us so hard. But then I don't understand because I'll hear like so much racism that Asians hate black people. I go, I don't understand because if you look at TikToks, they just keep copying us.
I think it's the media is trying to portray this false sense of hate between the Asian and the black community.
Yeah.
So like it just becomes this, the black people, black men are dehumanized. So in the media, so whenever you see a black man, you are taught by the news, you know, the paper, everybody's like, oh, he's gonna steal my purse. Oh, and then yeah. A black man just mind his own fucking business. The Asian lady hiding her purse. Right. Black man be like, what's wrong, bitch? Like, what do you mean? But it just becomes this thing. And we start just like not understanding each other and just like the black people think Asians hate them and the Asians think black people are out to get them. And then actually we don't hate each other. We love each other. And then it's just
oh, really?
I just feel like the media is trying to turn
the media hate. Has a hand in it. The media
because
helps it
who
out.
Who owns the media? Not the black and the Asians.
No, they do not. You're right. And yeah, it's the people that don't want us to be together.
But if you go to China, you know, they love you. Like, you literally don't.
Yeah,
they
now,
love
when
you.
I was in China, I had a good time, you know, and you know, they were more curious than angry. They were just like, oh, wow, I've never seen a black person.
They want to touch your skin, but in a loving
sure
way.
Do.
They want to lick it because it's chocolate. Like chocolate.
What? How do you say chocolate in Chinese?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Finally, something easy. Jesus.
You always say Chinese easy.
Chocolate. No, chocolate. Mm.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. That's damn near English.
We copy chocolate.
Thank you. Can you copy more English words? Because Chinese...
Like a sofa, we say shafa.
Shafa? Thank God. Shafa.
And what, tofu, what? You copy us. Tofu.
Tofu?
Tofu.
Isn't tofu Chinese in general?
Tofu.
It's Japanese.
It's Chinese, but then English make it tofu. They sound after
but
the
what is meaning. What is it in Chinese?
Tofu.
It's tofu.
Yeah.
Tofu. Oh, tofu. See, at least tofu, chofa.
Shafa.
Shafa. Shafa.
Mm-hmm.
And chocolate.
Like a salon is shalom.
Salon. Oh, you guys got lazy. I love it. I love it. You got shalom, but you make it very Chinese. Shalom.
Yeah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom. Oh, that's good because Chinese, boy, they don't have any words that you can like go, okay, it sounds like this. It's just a whole nother fucking word.
Yeah, we like because English is hard for us to learn, right? So we just just write a Chinese character sound like that.
Okay.
Like a this.
This?
Yeah.
Like this, a, like
yeah.
T-H-I-S?
Yeah, or like something like a bus. Like a bus. We say ba. Ba means dead. Si means ba. Dying.
So, does it mean eight too?
Ba means eight. Ba.
Ba.
Ba means... Ba.
Oh, wait. There's different tones. Okay.
Yeah. Ba. Ba. Like flat. Ba.
Flat
means eight.
Eight. Ba.
Ba. Drop. Ba means dead.
Ba.
Means dead.
Damn. And you gotta wind it like ba.
Yeah. And ba.
Daddy. Ba.
Yeah. And then for bus, we can't say bus. So in Chinese, we say the character ba, like dead. Si means die, you know.
But si, isn't that...
Four.
Four?
Yeah. Si means four. Si means but, die.
Okay. Si.
Four.
Si. And then...
Four. Si.
Si.
Means
die.
Die. Dying.
Si.
Means die.
You're gonna die?
Yeah.
Si. Like, that's fucking scary. Like, ma is mother and horse and question.
Yeah. Ma like, means curse.
Ni hao ma.
Yeah. Ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma.
Uh-huh.
That's a question.
Yeah.
Right?
And then ma means curse.
Ma means
curse. Cursing at people.
Ma.
Yeah, ma.
Well, what? And ma? What's mother?
Ma. Ma. Flat.
Ma. This is fucking.
And then, you know, one
what? Ma.
Yeah, ma means curse.
Curse. Ma. What,
yeah.
What's that mean? Fuck?
Like a ma means cursing at somebody, just like screaming, yelling, cursing.
Just ma, but this doesn't mean there's no interpretation for it.
It's like a
ma.
It's like the act of cursing. So
ma.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ma, ma, but
and then
ma.
When I'm learning English, I learned the card bus. Like I can't pronounce it. I say ba dad, and si means dying. So my dad is laughing like, why do you want me to die? I'm like, I'm just learning English. Bus, you know.
Bus, god damn.
My father dies.
How you
bus.
How you say horse?
Horse.
No.
Like horse. Horse.
Isn't ma?
Horse.
I thought
like
it was ma. Horse was ma also.
Ma. Ma.
Jesus. Ma. Ma. Oh, so it's like ma.
Yeah, ma.
Ma.
Ma is horse. Ma is mom. Ma is curse.
Ma is ma. Ma is that. And then ni hao ma.
Ma is numb. Like a.
What?
Ma. Like a, the first one is flat.
Wait,
flat.
How many meanings is ma?
Four tones. More meanings than four meanings, but four tones. Every tone has so many meanings.
My God.
Ma is mom.
Ma,
ma means
ma
like
is question.
Ma means like either numb or annoying.
Not numb?
Yeah, like ma.
Ma is
like
numb.
Like ma fan is annoying. But
ma fan.
Ma. Ma is horse. Ma,
ma
is
ma.
Horse.
Ma. Like it's like I got horse.
Ma. Ma is curse.
Ma. Like
ma.
Ma
is curse.
Ma.
It's ma, 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 ma.
Ma, 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 ma.
Yeah.
You curse your mother and your horse?
Ma,
ma, ma, ma, ma, ma, ma, ma, ma, ma, ma. They say, he's crazy. He cursed me out. He talked about my mother. He asked me a question. Fuck. It's amazing.
That's why I like to roast the name in Chinese because I can pick the funny meanings because
Chinese
they sound the same thing.
It's so fucking difficult. I'm sorry. That shit is hard. Yingwen. Yingwen is China, is English.
English, yeah.
Yingwen. Chunghua. Chinghua, Chunghua. Chunghua is China.
Zhonghua.
Chunghua. Putonghua.
Putonghua.
Is Mandarin. Putonghua is Mandarin.
We say 粤语, like
粤语.
粤语 is like
粤语.
Cantonese. 广东话 or 广东话 or 粤语
what do they, how do they say it in Cantonese?
They say that we was a 粤语 means 粤语. The region of Hong Kong, but 广东话 means Canton language, the Cantonese.
Cantonese is 广东话?
Yeah. 广东 is the province 广东? Of 广东, like that's the province.
广东话, wow. Who, and Cantonese is just another, holy shit. It's so difficult, man.
Cantonese is a different burden.
I'm telling you, you guys, it's over. You're the new superpower. Because you got the language barrier, you could fuck us all up. And we used to make fun of that shit. Ding dong chong, chong ching chong, ching chong 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 chong. And now you guys are like, who's ching chong now? We buy all of this already.
All
ours.
Of this.
Who's ching chong now? Who's what is the Great Wall is chong chong?
Chang cheng.
Chao cheng.
Chang means long. Cheng means wall, the long wall.
Yeah, chong chong. Chao cheng.
Chang cheng.
Chang cheng. Because I remember when I was there, they're like, chong chong. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's Great Wall. They said, yeah, chong chong.
So Chairman Mao used to say, 不到长城非好汉, if you haven't arrived to Changcheng yet, you are not a hero.
Say that again.
不到长城非好汉。非好汉。 不到 means not yet arrived. Changcheng means 不到, the Great Wall. And then 非 means not. 好汉 means a good man, 好汉, like the hero.
好汉,
good guy.
Wow. Fuck. Damn. I love that shit. I know, so some I know some black people that know that speak fluent Mandarin, you know. That studied it and they speak it. And so it's like crazy to see a black person literally speak it. It surprises African Americans.
I think there's a girl, she's a black girl. She is in China and she's on TikTok. Her Chinese is perfect. It's
killing
fascinating.
It. Killing it. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Because nobody, you don't think people don't want to be. There's kids. I know a few kids that are learning Chinese now, not just Spanish or French. They're going, nah, Chinese. We got to learn that shit. They're everywhere. They've been everywhere. What, 1800s?
It's amazing.
When I was been here since 1700s.
America? I have this in my hometown, my city. There's a village. There's a boy went to Africa to work, and he's a Chinese guy. Not like a big city. Met a girl at the UN who is black. He literally went to work in Africa, not like a really high paying job, and he fell in love with the black girl from Africa. She's not like a,
well, he's in Africa. More than likely, he might run into an African chick.
Yeah, and she's not from like the big city. Like they are both from small cities. They fall in love, and he brought her back to China, to a city. Even our city have never seen foreigners.
Right.
And then he didn't bring her to the city. He brought back to his village.
Wow.
And they got married, and she is so popular. And they have like three kids, and they work at the farm. They own their own farm.
That's crazy.
And they grow their own cotton or their own corn. And she's like,
I thought you said cotton. I was like, what?
She is so smart.
Yeah.
She speaks English.
Really?
So she's teaching English.
Wow.
Making so much money. She's
and they
the breadwinner.
Children.
She's the breadwinner.
They speak Chinese and African language.
Oh, no, yeah, English, Chinese, African language. And African girl, she.
What part of Africa do you know?
Let me think of like a Nigerian or somewhere.
Nigerian
girl.
That's my country, Nigeria.
She literally, she's a breadwinner and she started to open like an English school in the city. So she has her English school. She teaches and they don't have to work a hard job because she speaks good English and she can teach the kids real English because you speak from Chinese teacher teaching you, ba si, my dad dies, ba si, ba si. You know, she can actually speak English.
She say,
ba si. She can teach you tones and stuff. And she's just like a sensation. She's amazing.
She's huge.
Gorgeous.
Everybody knows her.
She's not like a famous, but like because she's from my
city.
How
do I find out?
I have to send you an article. She's gorgeous and like the kids like she would go to farm and she has two kids sitting on her shoulder. She's walking like a. Because all the Chinese girls like so skinny, they're like, I can't carry this.
It's a strong she's like, African. Because they carry stuff on their heads and their back.
She has two kids on her shoulder.
Does she tie them up?
Like? Yeah, she does everything. She can do the housework. She can do like the farm and she can go to the city and be a businesswoman teaching English.
Wow, that's badass.
And at the beginning,
what does the husband do?
The husband helps her.
Okay.
So he would help her, assist her. They are in love. I mean, it's impossible.
That's real love.
For you to marry a black
First of
woman
all, a
in
black
a village.
Woman with an Asian dude, that's true love because there is no agenda there.
No agenda. They just
there
go in love.
No goddamn agenda.
And the beginning.
Or serious. It's like this. Because I know some Asian guys that have black girlfriends. I go, you know, that's probably interracially the truest love. Probably a black woman with an Asian dude is probably because a lot of times Asian men aren't thought of as like the sexy or whatever. They're never really thought of. It's either white guy, Spanish guy. But to see an Asian dude and a black girl, I go, nah, she ain't angry at nobody. And he ain't angry. No, that's a real love. I'm telling you.
There's no agenda.
Asian dudes, and this is not knocking Asian dudes. There's good looking Asian dudes that, which, you know, society has made Asian men so desexualized, which is fucked up. There's a lot of good looking Asian men on screen that are dope as fuck, but they don't show that. They always show white boy.
Yeah, that's so true.
Which is
I have the Asian male lead the show at my comedy club, but they are all Asian men. And a black girl hosted or Asian girl hosted. I have a girl hosting all Asian men on a lineup because there's no Asian male lead. We are not.
It's fucked up.
The media try to make them not.
The thing about you guys is the problem with Asians is you guys don't complain enough. You're a safe race. That's why people like you. You don't complain enough. Like you should be the person to complain. You're
I'm the loud bitch. Who's
you gotta be the
loud
bitch.
Yeah.
八十，八十，八十，七十，八十，七十，滚，滚，那个，那个，妈，妈，妈，妈，八十。
I just say 滚，滚，滚 means fuck off. So name, you might mean the name 滚. Your name is 滚. You think my name is 清长林? I'm like, your name means fuck off, bitch.
滚，滚 is 滚，滚.
滚 means fuck off.
滚，滚，滚，滚，滚吧，滚吧，滚吧，八十，滚吧，滚吧。
Oh my God.
So yeah, because even Bruce Lee said this. Shout out to the spiritual leader, Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee. I'm sorry.
What is it
called? Little Dragon
Li Xiaolong.
Li Xiaolong. Thank you, Li Xiaolong. He was a good looking guy, and he tried. He came to Los Angeles and wanted to be a leading man, and they said we don't want any Asian men to be leading men. This is Bruce Lee. They told this to Bruce Lee, one of the greatest martial artists of our time, who literally changed martial arts, made our martial arts at another level on screen. One of the greatest movies, most famous movies is Enter the Dragon and Return of the Dragon in the 70s. And Bruce Lee literally tried to get Asian people to be respected. He worked hard to.
Yeah.
And Bruce Lee also, when he moved to San Francisco, he hung out. His first student was an African American. He was his first student that supported his school. And Bruce Lee hung out with a lot of African Americans first when he first got to San Francisco. They showed him the ropes. They actually had his back. And he tried, and they were like, no, we don't, Asian people can't be lead. They told him that. No, you can't be a lead. It's that we don't. This is what they said. I wish, and Chinese and Korean, all y'all need to know that. You need to know how you were treated so you understand and empathize with us, you know?
Yeah.
If they understood real history and don't believe what these fuckers keep telling you, you have to understand how you were treated. I watch a lot of documentaries on Asian Americans, Italian. You're treated like shit when you got here.
Anna Mae Wong,
shit.
You know, the Chinese actress Anna Mae Wong, The Good Earth. She can't play a Chinese woman in The Good Earth because it's not legal for an Asian woman to kiss a white man on screen. It's a crime. So they have this white German actress to tape her eyes, yellow face, to play a Chinese woman. And she won an Oscar.
Can you believe that shit?
So Anna Mae Wong just was destroyed afterwards.
So
she was
Anna
so crushed.
Anna Mae Wong was from the early 1900s.
After the 1930s.
Wow. 40s? Anna Mae Wong, yeah.
There's a couple of
Asian actors from early.
Very early.
People don't know about.
She was born in Chinatown in LA.
Wow.
And she just couldn't play Chinese.
She can't put stuff on screen. That would
she
be
can't
great.
Play Chinese.
That would be great if you guys could have video stuff. Like you could put stuff up.
Yeah.
People could see it.
Yeah, we're going to get that
feature.
That would
feature,
be fire. That feature.
You need to get that feature going.
I should do live too. I should do my live podcast.
Oh, live
as well.
Cast?
Live
cast?
Yeah, live podcast and chat.
Yeah, she's going to do
next,
it too.
Next time we're going to do it.
Live. Flash like photos of people. Like they should see, we should see that picture of Anna Mae Wong.
Yeah, she's
that would
just
be great.
She speaks seven languages.
Seven fucking languages. See, this is what I'm saying. Like someone like you could change the game. You should flash those people that came before you.
Flash your people that came before you
that was an early film. And you need to show that shit. A lot of Asians don't do that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to be a hater, but like, did you guys watch Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill? In that movie,
Lucy Liu should have fucked that bitch.
Yeah, I love what's her name. Like the lead girl. What's her
Lucy
name?
Liu? No, or, the white. Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman is amazing, but
she has
only one Chinese sentence, one word she fucked up. Lucy Liu, for that word, she learned Japanese. Her Japanese was perfect. She actually speaks Japanese now for that role.
Wow.
All her Japanese was perfect. Ever since perfection. And Uma Thurman has one Chinese word like, 你好. She goes, I'm like, God, lady, that's a white privilege right here. If, yeah. Like, Lucy Liu was literally speaking Japanese. Now she can actually speak Japanese for that rocky
Lucy
role.
Lucy Liu's the shit.
And she's fucking amazing.
Lucy Liu was like one of my favorites. I used to think she was so hot too. I was like, oh, I love
she
Lucy
is hot.
And then she, like, you don't see her around. It's like,
yeah, there's no roles, not good roles. Like, she won't pick good roles, and there's no good roles.
And there's plenty of roles for Asian women and Asian men. It's just, I'm sorry to say this. I don't like bringing it up, but white folks can't help themselves. They just go, we just don't have any roles. Well, all the roles you seem to play, you mean we can't do that?
Well, stop eating Chinese food. How about that? Stop with this.
They're always up in the, first of all, these movies will break. It'll be all white cast. And then they get, what are we going to do for lunch? Chinese guys?
Yeah.
We're going to eat Chinese or Thai? Got great Thai restaurants. They love bragging.
Sushi.
White folks love bragging about the restaurants. We have a great Thai restaurant. Oh, where are the Thai actors? We don't have that. But there's a great Thai restaurant. What about, you have any Mexican actors? No, but there's Taco Truck. Oh my God.
It's
there's
the best
great
taco.
Taco Truck. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. What about, you have any Africans? There's an Ethiopian restaurant down. Oh my God. But can't we have an Ethiopian doctor? No, we just don't have roles for that. But there's a great Ethiopian. And let me tell you, my Chinese wife, oh, she's fantastic. Let me tell you. I mean, you're good for dating.
Yeah, I'm not racist. My wife's Chinese. I'm
like, oh, yeah. Oh, have you heard that one before?
Oh, I'm not racist. My friend's cousin's best friend is black. Like, I don't know.
Man,
like,
they say
on.
Shit like this. You got to listen closely. They go, I've had guys talk to me and go, like, I've had a, and this is not all white men that do this. Fuck that. I'm not even going to use that disclaimer. You should know by now. Some white, they'll come up and go, yeah, I'm talking to them about race and stuff. And then they'll go, yeah, because my wife's black. I go, I don't have no shit to do with it, buddy. I said, just because you have a fetish doesn't mean that you're understanding our plight. It's different. Anybody can fuck somebody. Anybody. The most racist motherfucker will fuck a person out of that from a different race because. Because you can fuck somebody out of hate.
Yeah.
That's sometimes the best kind of fucking. I hate you, you motherfucking. Well, you know what I'm saying? Because they used to, I'm sure they raped a lot of Asian women back in the day.
There's a comfort woman during the war.
Yeah, they raped a lot of Asian women,
it's
raped a lot
sad.
Of black women during slavery, raped a lot of, and women just in general. But it's not hard when someone says, oh, my wife is this or my husband is that. That's two separate things. You should never do that. If I go, I understand about the Asian plight. My wife's Asian. That's fucking stupid. You're not Asian. Mm-hmm. You don't understand. Just because you're fucking somebody does not mean you're a civil rights leader.
Yeah.
You understand?
That's true.
Now, if somebody has let's say there's a man and he's white and his wife is white and we're talking about racial shit, then I believe it more because he's not going by, you know what I mean? My wife's black. Well, you could have been just with a black girl because you just have a fetish.
How about
I don't know. I don't know. It could be love or fetish, but most of the time, it's fetishy bullshit. So.
Yeah, also, it's very defensive to say, oh, my wife's black. Just tell me the good things you do, and then let us find out. Oh, that's fun. You happen to have a black
wife.
Exactly. Oh, that's like the best people I met is like when they are like really... like a silver leader and they care about race. They are not racist. And for like 4 or 5 years, I don't know, they have a black wife. Now I'm like, oh, I'm like, is that your kid? Yeah, that's, I'm like, he looked half black. It's like, oh, my wife is black. I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's different.
I just found out. I'm like, oh.
That's different.
Then you were like, oh, he never mentioned it.
And you know who's like that? Who's great for that? Bill Burr is great. That's why I love Bill Burr so much. His wife's black, but he doesn't use that as a.
He never mentioned it.
Never mentioned
I just found
it.
Out today.
Oh, really?
And he brought me up on a show a few months ago.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was amazing. He said I was hilarious. He said, you're hilarious, Jung Yoon Sam. I just found out. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's
see, God, like, that's
he just... always dated black women. De Niro, same way. Robert De Niro. But they don't bring that up as a, look, I have a black. He just happens to like black women, but he doesn't use it as some crutch and some patronizing bullshit.
Yeah.
You don't understand. He's a white, Irish, Boston and he's just, I just like that he's a white guy. He's like, I'm white. I talk about the dynamics of race, but he doesn't do it patronizingly. And we understand that. That's why we fuck with Bill hard.
I love Bill. I love Bill Burr. And I just found out his wife's black from a black man.
Yeah. And his, and his daughter is a black girl. And he has a little black girl now. But so, because he starts to understand that, oh, this is what my wife goes through.
Yeah.
This is what my daughter's going to go through. So it's an understanding from actually seeing things happen to his family.
Yeah.
That's better. Not this, I got a black girlfriend, so I understand. No, now the conversation is goofy now. It's stupid, patronizing, and silly.
Yeah.
So,
and make the point.
And it's no different if I said, hey, I understand, you know, with white, because my wife is white. No, the fuck out of here. Stop with that shit. It's bullshit. So a lot of times people use that as an agenda and a pawn. It's just bullshit. You should love people because you love them, not because you're trying to wave the flag of humanity because you're banging somebody.
Yeah, that's so
true. I don't know if I made sense.
I think it makes
whether you
like
it or not, I fucking
Dinesha, I think it makes sense, right?
What you going to do about it, bitch?
Dinesha, I think it makes sense.
I think I'm making sense. I try to get a lot of nuances, you know, because I've seen black dudes walking around with white women. And they see a group of black girls coming and then they like kind of put their head down, whatever. I go, if you like this white woman, stick your head up and be like, I like this white woman. This is who I like. So if you're ashamed, then that means you're dating her for insecure reasons. You're not doing it for, you should be like, yeah, this is who I love, blah, blah, blah. You should be proud of that. And also have love for black women and not shit on them because you were a white woman, because a lot of black dudes do that. They go, man, well, black girls did it. I go, well, a black woman raised you and birthed you. Stop insulting them.
Yeah.
That's an insult to your grandmothers, your aunts, not just the black girls you're fucking on Instagram. When we talk about black women, when I do that, I'm not just talking about the girls with the titties and the ass. I'm talking about the black girls that are coming up, the little black girls, the black babies, the grandmothers, the aunties, the sisters, all of those black women. I'm talking about all of them at one. They're all awesome. Not fucking the ones on Instagram, the ones I want to bang. Sorry, guys. But you know what I'm saying? So when a black dude says something out of his mouth demeaning black women, you are insulting that whole dynamic. You're insulting your mother. You look at your mother before you open your mouth. And no different than an Asian man dogging Asian women. Look at your mother. Look at what you look like. Look at your mom. Look at your grandmother. Look at all the motherfuckers that came up. Think before you speak. And that's for every culture, man. And I'm not saying every culture to appease anybody.
Yeah.
I'm being
honest. I totally get it. Yeah, I totally
get it. Don't put down your own people.
I have a very toxic ex-husband who happened to be Chinese, but I'm not going to talk shit about my Chinese man, my Asian man.
Yeah, it was one guy.
Yeah, it's one guy, but you know there's a lot of...
You know how many Asians are on the planet? You know, first of all, there's a lot of... it ain't all of them, so goddamn!
God, you know a lot of Asian girls, they date white male. I don't want to say this, but it's just the phenomenon.
In my building.
That Asian girls date white men.
In my building in New York
City. Most of them.
Let me tell you, my whole building is full of Asian girls with white men and ugly motherfuckers too. I ain't gonna lie. Man, it's either white dudes have a great taste in women or Asian women got a horrible taste in men because they're always ugly. Like when I see a good looking dude, I'm not saying everybody got to be some Adonis, but I'll be like, I get it. He looks like he can get girls just in general. Man, they be so fucking raggedy, these white dudes. I go, what is good? Is there a website called ugly white guy, Asian, pretty Asian girl.com or fuck, man, badtaste.com? It's really bad. And it's like a fetish. I'm telling you.
I hate that so much.
Fetish. It's a fetish. It's increasing. I'm telling you.
Because like in Asian culture, the Asian women aren't, we're just not, right? No, we're just, we don't hear compliments at all our whole life
from Asian men,
from Asian parents, and then Asian men do not learn to not give compliments too much, so the girls are just like sometimes they hear compliments from a man, they're like, oh, you care about me, you love me. But Asian men,
really?
we are in Asian culture to not overly flatter people, just to speak with your actions.
You're kind of hard.
Yeah, you love somebody, you do the right thing. You pay for the dates. You give her a good life, give her a career, work hard, you know, help her do things. Don't be like, you're the most beautiful woman in the world every day. When we hear that, because we are traumatized, our father never tells us you are beautiful. When we hear a man say, oh, like, oh,
it's beautiful,
nice.
Pialam.
漂亮美丽. Yeah, I think a lot come from the way we are raised. When you hear the flutter, you kind of fall for that. But like Asian men.
I'm glad you brought this up.
I love
up.
Asian men. Like they are really undervalued and dehumanized in America.
Sad.
I'm so sad.
It's sad.
My Asian men are sexy and smart.
There was a guy his name was Godfrey. He was a Chinese actor that died.
Oh, yeah. He was so gorgeous.
35 years old.
Yes.
He died on a game show, right?
Yes. So he was so handsome.
Died of a heart attack because every time my name would come up. His name was Godfrey Gao. Or something.
Yeah, yeah, Gao Yuxiang.
Gao Yuxiang.
Yeah.
So it was Godfrey, and he'd have my name.
He's very handsome.
Good looking dude.
Two good looking Godfreys.
I said two guys get black and yellow, black
yeah,
and yellow,
two
black and yellow.
Godfreys.
But he was a good looking guy. See, that's why if you had a screen, you could pop him up.
He's supermodel. He's just gorgeous.
It would be cool if you had an image.
Yeah,
you could
we're gonna do it for my clip.
Do a clip.
It pops
and
out.
Show it. Dope.
And we have two Godfreys, but like a yellow bumblebee. It was so cute.
So yeah, and he died, and it's too bad. But I was like, you know, I'm glad. Never put down your own man.
Exactly. I have other Asian men. They are amazing in my life. I just happen to have one that's with my grandpa is literally the best person in my life.
Exactly.
I talk about my grandpa, right? He told me
poetry.
What's the
word for grandpa?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is that
yeah, no? My grandpa is just the best. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
he's compassionate. He's super hardworking. He is so knowledgeable. He told
what
me
Chinese
poetry.
What Chinese person isn't hardworking? Jesus.
He told me poetry. He loved me unconditionally. He carried me in the basket every day to take me to work.
And that's awesome.
And so dad, my dad and everybody tell me my skin's too dark. I'm not pretty enough to have braid.
He put, skin, guys.
For Chinese
Her skin
people.
Is dark. What the fuck is wrong with some Chinese people?
They won't braid my hair. My aunties, they won't braid my hair. Like, well, don't waste my time on your hair. You are not pretty. My grandpa, he put flowers in my hair.
You know that
he
braid
my hair.
You know she's telling
colorism.
The truth, guys.
Colorism is fucked up.
But you know, she's really telling the truth. She sounds like she's joking because you—that's how you talk.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really telling the truth.
I couldn't
she's
have
really
my hair
telling
braided.
The truth about the put downs that she's gone through. So it makes sense. Like your character, excuse me, makes sense because you have a lot of pain. You don't want to say it, but you do. But that's why comedy is a good place for you because we all have a little pain in us.
So
it hurts.
Much.
I know it hurts. You tell me all the time about the colorism. I mean, me being a dark-skinned man, we have it in our community big time because I grew up in Chicago, all right? And being from Nigerian parents, which was good because I had a strong culture. Because, you know, Africans are just, in general, very, very prideful. They're very proud of who they are. And, you know, you get Africans that are purple, dark, and they're very proud. They just, it's just like, what's the big deal? I'm African. But you'll have sometimes, not all, some African Americans, when I was growing up, would make fun of you because you were darker than them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Even my brother and sister are fairer than me.
Uh-huh.
And because you get influenced, they would make fun of me, too. But
oh
not, in a, not in a bad, bad way. I love my brother and sister are great, you know. But it was like you got influenced
it's
from
Asian,
the environment.
It's African-American culture. That's what I heard when Richard Pryor, when he went to Africa, he said there's no N-word
N-words, right.
in Africa. Because
in Africa.
They, it's their land. They've never been dehumanized. They stand there proud and he went back.
Do you see any N-words? No. I'm never going to use the N-word again. He's like, I'm not using that again. And as far as colorism, there is colorism in Africa. It does happen because you have skin lightening creams, especially in India is really bad.
India is bad.
India is
Asia
really bad.
Is so bad.
Asia is so bad.
So bad.
But here's the problem. No matter how light you get, Asians still look Asian.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look white. You look just Asian. Doesn't matter how white your skin is. You're like, oh, you're Asian. You just like a really white-ass Asian.
Yeah.
You still look Chinese. You still look Korean. And I know they're doing a lot of eye widening.
Yeah, Sailor Moon, the Japanese anime characters, the Sailor Moon girls with the skinny long legs and white skin, big eyes.
But
and
they still look
nose.
Asian.
Yeah.
Even in anime.
Yeah.
They still, because the first anime, by the way, we used to watch Speed Racer. In Japan, it was like, go Speed Racer, go. That was anime. It was 1966. It was a rerun. It was called Speed Racer, Prince Planet. We would watch. This was like the original anime.
That's cool.
I used to watch
That's so
growing
cool.
up. And Space Giants and Johnny Sacco and Giant Robot. I know, it sounds crazy. We used to watch Space Giants. We used to watch all these, like, before Power Rangers, there was a Spectreman and Ultraman.
Wow.
Yeah, that's this is old Japanese in the 60s. Japanese. So they showed him in reruns while we were little in Chicago. So
it's amazing.
I'm a big nerd.
That's awesome.
And they would have the voiceover in English.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, Godzilla. Godzilla.
I love this. I just think about it. That's why you when you talk about when you talk like when black men talk about black women, think about your mom, your grandma. Because my grandpa,
think about it like that.
Yeah. He's the reason why I am very healthy with men, because I cry to as a grandpa. They won't braid my hair because I wasn't a pretty one because I'm too dark.
I don't understand.
He braided my hair.
So too dark.
My grandpa put flowers in my hair. I had a lot of flowers on my hair, and my hair was the prettiest. I went back there. They were like, "You have flowers?" I said, "Grandpa." Grandpa said, "You are smarter than all of them. Don't worry about
you
it.
Tan
You'll be
well?
Fine."
Do you tan well?
I tan so well.
First of all, a lot of Asians are dark. They tan really well. And a lot of times, if you really look at Asia, there's like, if you go to the mountainous areas, there's some black Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
There's black Japanese.
They
got black Japanese soldiers. There's black Japanese and black Filipinos all over the place.
We tan well.
They don't show them.
Yeah, they don't, because it's not attractive.
But rice farmers, y'all would be dark and nice. That shit looks good. I don't know what the fuck. Don't ever let them tell you that shit looks good.
Well, next time I go back to China, I'm going to get a tan.
It looks fantastic. It looks amazing. Fuck
I'll get some
you.
Beyonce tan.
Ma, ba-si.
Ba-si.
Ba-si. Ma, gwen, 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 gwen. What is it?
Gwen.
Gwen.
That's amazing.
Gwen.
Anyway. Talking about being the greatest impressionist, all of my people I respect in comedy think so, and I just think I want to take advantage for you to teach Zhao Ying some from like accents.
Oh God, here we go.
God, how can you teach me a British accent?
Okay, and it might not be good to other people, but hello, love.
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 I'm from Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham.
Birmingham. I'm from Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham.
Birmingham. You don't even have to say the H. I'm from Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham.
Birmingham.
I can't do it.
You added an M.
I always say things.
I'm from Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham.
Don't even say the H. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham.
Hey, not
bad. It's getting better.
It's getting better. I'm from Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham. Jersey. Got a Jersey.
Hey, I'm from Jersey. What do you want me to do?
Hey, I'm from Jersey.
What do you want me to do?
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 I'm from Jersey. Hey, I'm Jersey.
Hey,
Jersey,
Jersey
Shore.
Jersey Shore.
I think I got it right.
Jersey
I'm not
Shore.
Sure if it's Jersey.
Yeah,
they're like,
Jersey.
Hey, that's not Jersey. Hey, we don't sound like that.
How about South Carolina?
What the fuck? I don't know. You just naming all kinds.
Remember
I'm from South Carolina. I don't know. Carolina's country.
Yeah.
I'm from North Carolina, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Greensboro, Carolina.
Greensboro,
North Carolina.
Greensboro, North
Carolina. North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
I don't even know if I'm saying the right fucking Southern. I'm just doing any Southern accent.
Southern.
I just want to tell you, man, I just love your show.
I just want to tell you, man, I just love your show.
I want to tell you, man.
I want to tell you, man.
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 I just want to tell you, man.
I just want to tell you,
man.
I just want to tell you, man.
I just want to tell you, man. You slow down. Slow down.
I just want to tell you, man. I love your show. Somebody kill me.
Like this. I just want to tell you, man. I love your show.
I just want to tell you, man. I love your show.
Because I love you. Because you want to talk fast. She goes, I want to tell you, man. I love your show. Boss!
Boss!
Wait, I just want to tell you, man, that I love your show.
I just want to tell you, man, I love your show. I can't do it, God.
You can do it!
Canadian!
Shut up. I just want to tell you, man, that I love your show.
I just want to tell you, man, I love your show. I just love your show.
I just love.
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 I just love. I just love your show. Let's do that part. I just love your show.
I just love your show.
I just love. That's right. Close your eyes. I just love your show.
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 I just love your show. Your show.
I just love your show.
I just love your show.
I just love. I'm falling asleep. Think about Billy Bob.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that was tough, right?
Okay. Russian accent.
I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very happy to be here.
I'm very happy. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I'm, I'm happy.
I'm very happy to be here. I like to make people laugh.
I like
to make people laugh. We talk about important things in Russia.
I can't do it. You important are so fucking good.
I'm very happy. Because Russia
sounds
and
like
China
creepy.
Are bordering.
Yeah. I'm very happy.
I'm very happy to be here. You know, I don't like when people make me mad. It's not good for Russian. You know how to go
Okay.
Do you know how to roll your R?
No.
I don't know what the fuck your tongue was. He was like,
I'm that guy.
Okay, ready?
Do you know how to roll your R? I can't do it.
Oh, you don't have R rolls in Chinese?
No, I don't roll R's. I roll my I, but I don't roll R's.
Like in Spanish. Spanish, there's double R is like perro. Like for dog. Perro.
I can't do it.
Wait.
Perro.
Perview. God damn. He's like, Perview.
Pedro.
Perview.
Pedro.
Pedro. Perro.
Pedro.
Okay, think of the word
P-E-R-R-O.
Perro. Perro.
Pedro.
Like perro is butt in Spanish. Mm. Like perro, blah, blah, blah. But perro.
Perro.
I love this.
I can't do it. Got it.
No. Come on. Wait. Excuse me. Perro.
Pedro.
Your tongue wants to do it, but it stays Chinese. No! No!
Pedro. I can't.
That's like Pedro. Perro.
Pedro.
Okay, do this. You're just like. It's such a Chinese tongue because it's like it's communism. Stay there.
It's a chopstick.
You know have freedom.
I can't do it.
Look at go. It's your tongue should be on the not in front. It should be.
Can't do it. I will learn.
Love it.
French? You speak French, right?
I learned how to read French, but I know that's basically cool. Je m'appelle Godfroy, enchanté. Incroyable. Le programme est incroyable. Joying. A comédien de Chinois. Chinois is Chinese.
Yeah.
Chinois.
Comedian.
You just turned into a fucking velociraptor. Chinois.
I feel like a flamingo.
Chinois. I speak French. Chinois.
I'm comedian.
You just said, why did you do Chinois? Watch Zhao Ying play. Watch Zhao Ying speak French.
Comedian.
Oh my God. Chinois. Yeah, Chinois.
Chinois.
It's C-H-I-N-O-I-S-E.
Chinois.
Like comedian. You say, I think you say je. I was like, je. Je. What is I am?
I need a cigarette. Comedian.
Chinois. Chinois. Comedian. Chinois. Chinois.
So what is like the word they say in between sentences? Like the French when they are thinking in between.
They always go
Chinois,
États-Unis, Côte-Foire, comédien nigérien, américain. I think, you know, that's how hard But that's how hard French is. They even forgot. Oh, yeah, difficile. Oh.
Texan accent.
Texan? I'm from Texas. Yeah, I'm from Texas. I was born in Texas. All Texas. I was born in Dallas, Texas. I love Texas. I'm a Texan.
I'm a cowboy.
You ever heard that song?
You know, I know the story of the black cowboy.
You
the
do?
Cowboys. They are the OG cowboys.
We were the first.
Yeah, because you told me, we talked because it was so dangerous to ride a horse. And the black men.
They were the cowboys.
Cowboys.
Go get the cows, boys.
Yeah.
So they were the cowboys. And then, of course, black folks made it cool. And then white folks were like, we're going to take that. We're taking that shit. Fuck that. And just like, it's the truth. It's just like the first cowboys were. Like black, you know, and there's steel wrestling. We invented there's a guy named Bill Pickett invented steel wrestling because he would grab the bull by the horns with no rope by his bare hands. They got a statue of him in Dallas, black dude. So we did a lot.
The cowboy knows. They go there, they look, yeah, that's.
Yeah, and but when I was, you know, when you're growing up watching TV, they made them all white.
Yeah.
And there were Mexican cowboys too, but they didn't show anybody. They just show white guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good now that people are starting to learn. And then you got to want to learn on your own too.
Yeah.
You can't, don't count on these white institutions to teach you shit about yourself to make you feel good about yourself. They ain't going to do that.
Is that racist if I ask you to teach me an Indian accent?
Why?
People are just like, you can't do the Indian accent because you're not, I'm an Asian.
That's not true. You can do, if you do the... First of all, there's a difference between racism and bigotry. You can be a bigot, like bigotry is when you're like making fun of a race, but you're not racist, but you're making fun of them, but you're not racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I do an Indian accent, I'm from India. Lots of people can't get the accent proper. I can do it perfect.
Yeah.
Everything is perfect.
India.
We speak very different language. We have Urdu, Gujarati, we got Hindi, we got Punjabi, different languages we speak. So it's not racist if you're doing it accurately.
But it's racist because I'm not doing it accurately.
No, you're not doing any accent accurately. So so it doesn't even fucking matter. Okay, what about this? Like say you're a black person in Brooklyn, you're like, yo, what's good, son? Do that.
That's Awkwafina. What's good, son?
Yeah, that's Awkwafina. She's like, yo, what's up, man?
Yo what's
up, man? I'm all about the Wu-Tang. That's real.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm Nora from Queens, bitch. How do I say that?
I like
Nora
how you add
Queens.
Bitch to it to make sure it's like bitch.
Yeah, how do I say I'm Nora from Queens in a Brooklyn accent.
You say you're not from Queens?
And like Awkwafina, her TV show called Nora from Queens.
Yo, what's up, son? I'm Nora from Queens, you know what I mean? Queensbridge all day.
Queensbridge all day, mate.
Mate?
Mate? I don't know
mate?
That man.
She said
that's
mate.
That's Australian.
Chinwa.
Oh my God.
She said, all day, mate.
All day, mate?
She's like, teach me a British accent in Queens. Like, yo. Yeah, you gotta be like, yo, what's good?
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 Yo, what's good? Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good?
Yeah, I'm good. You know what I mean? All
I'm
day,
I'm good,
baby.
You know what I mean?
Yo, what's good?
I'm good, you know what I mean? Okay, I want to go.
How about just proper? How are you?
How are you?
I'm very good.
I'm very good.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
How about Cardi B?
I don't even know how to do shmoney. Shmoney? Doesn't she go shmoney? Try to make that shmoney. Shmoney.
Say my name.
What?
What did she say? What's your name? Or she say my name?
Is that what she says?
I don't know. What was the impression?
I don't know. All I know is get that shmoney.
She has very like a strong.
She has a strong accent.
Yeah,
she's
I love
very
it.
Very nice. I met her. She's sweetheart.
It's really good.
Very nice.
Arabic accent.
Okay. Arabic accent. Yalla.
Yalla.
The people, when you come to make us laugh, yalla is very good. And the people and the night was good. Everything was good.
Inshallah,
inshallah. Inshallah. And I'm very, happy that
you come.
To do the comedy and everything is good, brother.
Everything is good, brother.
Everything good.
Now eat.
No, not eat food.
Because they like to feed you. Mm-hmm. The Middle Eastern people...
Eat the food. We eat falafel. We eat halal. We eat the bread and the rice. Everything is
good. The meat, the lamb.
The meat, the lamb. Mm-hmm. Yalla, inshallah, bismillah.
Yeah, they like to feed you. Same with the Indians, Chinese, like to feed you.
Africans
All the
too.
Asians. Yeah, African ones feed you.
Africans be like, you have to eat now. It's very important that you eat our food. It's very important. When we make our food, that is, everyone has to sit at the table and eat. We have fufu, we have egusi, we have anything you want to eat. That's
I'm hungry
Nigerians.
Now. I want some hummus.
I'm telling you.
I want some mushroom. I want some lamb. I want some.
You want shawarma? Oh, Melissa, you want a nice shawarma
with a garlic sauce.
Pita bread with garlic sauce. Oh, you like the tahini sauce?
Oh,
yeah.
Tahini sauce.
Tahini. You know, okay, New York is full of it. It's all over the place.
I'm so hungry right now. They also have the dessert is very great. Baklava. Dessert.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, they got a lot of sweet. Very sweet. Very sweet. Really sweet. Yeah, very sweet. Sweet. It's fat.
Oh my god, Dinesh, are we up? Oh my God!
Look at 8 minutes. You tired?
God, no. I'm very. I don't want to miss out.
What else? Did you do every accent? Yeah, we did it.
German.
Because you know my name is Gottfried in German.
Gottfried.
Und was ist das?
Yeah, we talk about when your German friend was there.
Oh,
Oliver.
When I did Oliver Pollack, who you were
Oliver,
on the
German Jew.
Oliver Pollack is a German Jewish comedian. One of the few. I did probably the only one in Germany. And I met him at the Comedy Cellar, Village Underground in New York. He came to see my show. He was a fan. Then we became friends. And we've been friends for like good 5-6 years now. And then I went to tour with him in Germany. We did Berlin. We did Dresden, Dusseldorf, Hamburg, and Munich. And I traveled with him, opened up for him, did stuff. And he set up some little shows for me in Germany, and it was fantastic. And of course, there were Nigerians there because we're everywhere. And it was great. And my name in German is Gottfried. My name is Gottfried.
That's cool.
Yes. Germans just make the best fucking village.
I can't say German accent. I'm a robot. Gottfried.
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 No, Gottfried.
Gottfried.
Und was ist dein Name? Name ist Gottfried. Very good, Mr. Bond.
Very good, Mr. Bond.
They just make good villains. Und what were you thinking, Mr. Bond? You thought you were going to get away with it, but I have to applaud you.
I have to applaud you for your extraordinary skill,
Mr. Bond.
Extraordinary skill.
But this is the end for you, unfortunately. And you are going to die, Mr. Bond. Mm. I always want to be a villain and go, I have to applaud you for your effort.
I have to applaud you for your effort.
Mr. Bond. Congratulations, Mr. Bond.
Congratulations, Mr. Bond.
So, it looks like this is the end of you. What are you saying? I want you to die.
I want you to die.
Yeah, I'm doing exactly. But that's would be
so
my
cool.
German version.
I don't want to say that to my ex-husband.
It's probably a German going, I didn't like your accent. I thought it was horrible. It was Scheiße. Scheiße means shit.
Scheiße, not Pfizer.
It's for Scheiße.
It's for Scheiße, not Pfizer.
Not Pfizer. I said I took Pfizer. I thought you took Scheiße.
Yeah. That's why.
Scheiße.
Yeah. Scheiße. That's Scheiße.
Scheiße.
Scheiße. Not Pfizer.
What other accents are there? What? Jesus, I don't know.
Boston.
Tibetan?
Boston accent.
Hey, Bobby. You're going to go to a hockey game there, Bobby, huh?
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, Boston. Boston.
Boston.
There. I play hockey, right? The Bo Sox. Are you a Southie? I'm from the police department, and that's all I
I'm
know.
I'm from the police department.
The Harvard Yard.
Oh my God, Chicago.
It's kind of far. Your car's kind of far there, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. Bobby.
That's right next to the hockey game there, Bobby.
Bobby.
Huh?
If you like
the department.
Sounds like a Bill Burr.
Yeah, yeah. I told you. I sit there and take your talking to there.
That's amazing, Chicago.
Oh, Chicago's like the white Chicagoans are like. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Tomorrow the Bears are playing. I think I'm going to go there, but it's a little far. But once I drive my car, everything will be fine. You know,
tomorrow
I'm going to go get
Bears
a hot
playing.
Dog probably. And go see the Cubs. The Cubs are doing pretty good, aren't they? And then black people are like, yo, I'm from Chicago. I'm from Chicago, Southside.
Southside.
85th and Inglewood.
Inglewood? They have Inglewood in Chicago,
southern.
Too.
Chicago is a southern accent.
Uh-huh, for black.
Nah, y'all tripping. I'm from Chicago. I don't know what you're talking. I'm from Chicago.
How about the Asians in Chicago? They talk like this. I'm from Chicago.
Like,
Chicago. Chicago. Chicago is Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago. What? Chicago. What? Chicago.
Chicago is Chicago in Chinese.
Chicago.
Yes, I'm coming to Chicago May 3rd.
May 3rd?
Zenny's.
May 3rd.
May 3rd, 5月 3号.
3号.
I'm coming to Chicago. I'm coming to Chicago.
Chicago. Okay, say it. I'll copy your Chinese. Ready?
I'm coming to Chicago.
I'm coming to Chicago.
It's better than mine.
No. I want you to say all the whole thing in Chinese, and I'm going to copy that shit.
5月 3号, 我来芝加哥表演.
What the fuck? What?
我来.
我来.
芝加哥.
芝加哥.
表演.
表演.
Means I'm coming to perform in Chicago May 3rd.
Okay. 表演.
表演 means performing.
表演.
You're very good.
表演.
I'm shocked.
我是 comedian.
我是 comedian. I'm 我是单口相声表演家.
What?
单口 means like stand up single.
我是单口相声. 相声.
表演家.
表演家.
Yes.
我是单口相声.
表演家.
表演家.
Yes, very good.
哈，不是 ，wait wait wait， 妈妈妈妈妈。
妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈妈
hold on. E, er, san, si,
u.
Wait, u. I'm going to get it. Wait, jiao? No, liu.
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 Liu. Si, no.
Ti. Ti means seven.
Yeah, si. Hold on. Ba. Ba. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jiao.
Mm-hmm.
Jiao. Shi.
Shi. Yes.
Shi. Ah, 再见, no, 谢谢, sorry.
不客气,
yeah,
where can we find you, God?
In hell.
In heaven.
No, okay, you can find me on Instagram, Comedian Godfrey on Instagram, and you can also watch my podcast, In Godfrey We Trust, which you've been on, you'll probably be on more times, but In Godfrey We Trust on the Gas Digital Network, Tuesdays and Fridays, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's pretty doing pretty good. And, you know, I'll go on my Instagram, and you can see my... which actually she helped me make my little flyer, my great little flyer that she designed.
Tour dates.
They're my tour dates. You can see that. You have no excuse. And yeah, you can catch me on there and wowing out and all kind of shit. Just follow Comedian Godfrey on YouTube and subscribe on YouTube. I have 314,000 subscribers on YouTube now, and it's increasing and it's great. And go to Gas Digital and subscribe also, you know? That's it, man.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, God.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
When is this coming
out? I want to come out next week.
Next week? Well, next week? Well, come and see me in Bakersfield. If you're in Bakersfield, California, I'm at the Fox Theater. Fox Theater, okay, on Sunday. Fox Theater. Also, see me at, where is it? Oh, yeah, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama, the 7th through the 9th. Huntsville, Stand Up New York. I'm sorry, Stand Up Live. In Huntsville, Alabama, April 7th to the 9th. And also, April, 13th to the 16th is Vancouver House of Comedy in Vancouver, Canada. Yes. And April 28th to the 30th is the Tampa Improv in Florida. Tampa Improv in Tampa, Florida, April 28th to the 30th. Yay.
Amazing. April 23rd is my San Francisco show is almost sold out at Cubs. And April 26th is New York Comedy Club. April 27th is Stamford, Connecticut, New York Comedy Club, Stamford. Yeah. May 3rd is Chicago. And May 12th to 13th is Arizona Chandler. And I don't remember more.
That's good. You did it.
I'm good.
You did all you could.
I did everything. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
再见。
Thank you.